在开始以前，我们要来念一下开经偈。
We'll start by reciting the verse of beginning the sutra.
Okay, so Chinese first and English. 无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion aeons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata. Okay. 好，诸位菩萨早安，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everyone. 阿弥陀佛。
Okay, 好，那我们今天呢，这下几个接几个月开始呢，是要进入《赞茶善恶业报经》的下卷。
We're going to start by for today, as well as the following sessions, we'll be focusing on the second chapter of the Sutra of the Discernment of the consequences of wholesome and unwholesome karma.
Okay. 那有今天有新来的人哦，还有上次没有上到课程的人呢，哈。那我稍微再复习一下。上卷在说什么？
Because we have some newcomers today, as well as some people who wasn't able to attend the previous sessions, so I'm going to first start out by reviewing what we talked about in the first chapter.
那这部经典呢，是地藏经的姐妹经，是地藏三经之一。那它呢，更进一步的来解释地藏经里面很多的道理。
So this sutra is part of a series of three sutras related to the Earth's Door Bodhisattva, and it goes into details to talk about some specifics of practice.
那最主要的是，我们在讲《地藏经》，常常会讲到善恶业报，就是为什么我们会有今生的业报，然后要怎么样忏除今生的业报，然后最主要地藏经要教我们的是地藏王菩萨怎么帮助我们从即便是地狱的众生受苦受难的人到天人，一直到能我们呢从一不断的这个超度之后可以成佛。所以他的愿就是地狱不空，誓不成佛，众生度尽方成菩提。
So the focus of the sutra is to explain the positive and negative karmic consequences that we experience and provide us with a method through which we can repent for these karmic deeds and receive better consequences. And more importantly, it explains how the Earth Store Bodhisattva's vows as well as his work in helping all sentient beings, regardless of the realm, all the way from hell realm, the human realm, to heavenly realm, ultimately reaching Buddhahood, the process of practice that we can approach.
那最重要的一个概念呢，地藏王菩萨要怎么帮助我们众生，最主要的是他要拔除我们的根本业缘。
And the most important point regarding to how the Earth Store Bodhisattva will help sentient beings alleviate from sufferings, the most critical aspect is to pull up the fundamental cause of karma.
那这部经的上卷呢，就很明白地告诉我们，所有一切的业呢，来自于什么？来自于这个根据，甚深的一个根据法门，就是告诉我们说为什么有从六根接触六尘，产生六识的这个交互作用里面呢，其实这个根叫做根据，就是这样的一个六根产生的这个交互作用，它是甚深很难理解的。如果我们可以了解六根六尘六识交互作用的一个关系呢，那我们才可能把它怎样拔除。
So the focus of the first chapter, the first of the two chapters, is on this profound rule of karma formulation. And as you can see in the diagram, it explains how the six organs come to in contact with the six objects, forming the six consciousness. The relationship between these 18 are actually really intricate and complicated. So we call it profound, and it's difficult to decipher. And it's only through understanding this relationship clearly that we'll be able to uproot the fundamental karmic cause.
那就是因为它非常的甚深，我们一般凡夫的智慧是没有办法看清楚哈这整个过程，哈就像说我们没有办法看清楚三世因缘果的一个过程，所以我们会有很遇到世间很多现象的时候呢，会有很多的痛苦产生。所以这部经典就教了我们一个暂察三轮的一个方法，来告诉我们这里面的因缘果的道理。
And because of the relationship is extremely profound, that for us ordinary sentient beings, it's actually very difficult to see, to decipher the intricate relationship. And so, especially regarding the past, present, and future, understanding the cause and the consequences and conditions of karma is difficult. And oftentimes, this inability to understand it will cause a lot of suffering. So in this sutra, it teaches us a particular method of casting an investigation as a way to help us see clearly the relationship.
那暂察呢，它是有暂察轮的哈，它告诉我们怎么做这个暂察轮，然后你怎么去问问题，然后你怎么去暂察说，那现在这个状况是怎么样，那我应该怎么做？但是这个的目的不是在叫我们算命哈。它跟一般世间的算命是不一样的哈，原因在于什么？暂察，我们要知道现在会发，过去发生什么事情，现在会发生什么事情，未来会怎样的原因是什么？它最主要的目的呢，是在下卷。
And so in the first chapter, it teaches us a method of casting an investigation. So it talks about how to create this, the casting tools and exactly how to go about investigating, asking questions. But it is extremely important to remember that the purpose of this method is not divination. It's not fortune telling, not at all. In fact, the reason why we're trying to understand our past, present, and future and the causes of certain consequences is so that it will facilitate us into our cultivation toward Buddhahood, which is going to be explained in details in the second chapter.
所以呢，它第那上卷的重点在于说，从第一轮相哈，你的善恶业相哈，是我们可以知道的。比如说，我现在生病。就是一个现象，一个我们不喜欢的现象。我想要生病好嘛，哈。那问题是说，你现在生病，你想要病好呢？你是要找医生没有错，但是你可能没办法，你寻遍名医，你还是可能没办法病愈。那就要去站第二轮相，说哦，我为什么？我可能造了很多杀业，所以我会生重病。那这个时候呢，你第二轮相发现你是生业的杀业很重的时候，我们就要根据这个杀业来做忏悔。好，最主要在第二轮你暂察到原因的时候呢，我们要忏悔，不断的忏悔呢，忏悔清净之后呢，你就会发现你的第三轮的业相呢，哈，苦乐吉凶的受报就开始改变。
So, In doing this method of casting an investigation, for instance, in this first round of investigation, we are working with certain known phenomenon. For instance, you are sick, we are sick. So this is a known phenomenon. So because of this illness, we go all over the place looking for doctors and ways to heal. But the result is not satisfactory. We're still sick and not healed. So this is when we have to move on to the second round of casting to investigate the reason, the root of the cause. Why is it that I'm not able to find a good doctor and become well again? So perhaps through the second round of investigation, you find out that, oh, that is due to my bodily karma that I have committed a lot of killing in the past. So because of that, you start the practice of repentance. And through repeatedly repentance, ultimately the karmic cause will become clear. And so then in the third round of casting, you will see that a lot of the consequences has actually been altered through the practice of repentance.
所以上卷的第一个目的是教我们怎么观察自己跟他人，还有在这个世间上所有的一切现象，它的原因来自何处，然后最主要教我们如何忏悔清净，去改变自己的业报。那第二个呢，原因，第二个目的是从这个不断忏悔改变忏悔改变的一个现象一个过程当中，我们知道心是无常的，善恶业报也是无常的。心它是没有它心的空性，然后善恶业报也是不离空性的。
So there are two layers of meanings in the first chapter. The first level is through this contemplation, investigation of our past karmic deeds and causes, we will understand the cause or where particular phenomena arises from. And it also teaches us the method of repentance. And by repeatedly repent, we will ultimately change the karmic consequences. So that's the first level of understanding. Yet the second, deeper level of understanding is that because we'll see that the phenomenon has changed, through witnessing this changing phenomenon, we're going to understand that the mind is actually impermanent. Similarly, the positive and negative, wholesome and unwholesome karma is also impermanent and empty in nature. So it will lead us to actually see and experience the empty nature.
那最近这个礼拜哈，大家如果有看台湾的新闻哦，有一个什么热门新闻啊？对哈，有一个妙禅师父哈，他是一个在家人，但是他因为他道行很高哈，所以大家他的信众呢就叫他是师父哈。就是说一个妙禅师父呢，他在台湾造成一个很轰动的一个社会新闻哈。他的起因是因为他接受了信徒的两台劳斯莱斯的名车，然后引起社会的哗然，觉得说怎么可以这么高档哈，怎么可以这个样子，然后因为这个原因呢，引发了大家去就是他的反对者就去揭露他很多很多的事情哈。那最主要被诟病的第一个当然是他怎么接受了两辆劳斯莱斯的车哈。那但是最被社会就是说被佛教界呢比较感觉到比较就是很想伸张正法的地方呢，是因为他之所以有名，然后这么多世界的贤达人士哈追随他供养他的原因，是因为他可以什么，他可以帮你治病，他可以帮你消业障，他甚至可以让你不能怀孕的让你怀孕，他可以让你心想事成。所以他吸引了很多大学生、高阶社会精英的追随跟供养。
For those of you who have been following news from Taiwan, this past week, the hot topic in the news, one of which is related to a Dharma teacher, Master Miao Chan. And he's actually a lay person, but because he supposedly is very well cultivated, so he has a lot of followers and people call him Shifu, Master. And the trigger of this news, of this uproar, is because he actually accepted offerings from his disciples, two cars, and two Rolls Royce cars. And so because of that, there was an uproar in the society, and people were debating and criticizing that whether it's proper for him to accept such valuable gifts. And so because of that, a lot of his people who are against him actually start to come out and reveal a lot of negative deeds that he had committed in the past. But through this incident, people in the Buddhist especially feel the need to voice their concern, as well as use this as a mean to give people correct view about what is proper dharma. But why is it that this person, Master Miao Chan, was able to have so many followers, and many of which were actually elite in the society? And that is because he claims to have the ability to heal people from their sickness and to help them clear their past negative karma, as well as sometimes even helping women become pregnant, conceive and become pregnant. So these are the powers that he had demonstrated to attract all these elite followers.
那我没有这个能力啊，去看这位大师他的能力，他一定有他的特别的能力，好，所以他也许他可以看到我们的什么，过去的什么，然后你现在这个手术会不会成功，或是你要有什么样的因缘，好，来得到你想要的一个结果但是呢，身为一个佛教徒啊，就是说从这个上卷告诉我们的一个道理，好，就是明白的指出我们有往昔的业，如果我们不改变自己的心，好，我们不做任何的改变的话呢，那你过去所造的业，你就要承受果报的。如果今天你想要改变你现在你不是很满意的业报，那必须要从心开始改变，好，然后从我们的行为身口意三业开始改变。不然的话呢，如果是找特异人士来帮忙啊，就会像师父讲的哈，你呢，就是我们呢，去银行什么？去银行贷款，就是贷款，那要不要还呢？是要还的哈。所以呢，这个因果的道理呢，身为佛教徒必须要明确的知道哈。
I don't have the ability to know what this Miao Chan master, the kind of power he possesses. Perhaps he is really able to see people's past and able to foresee what's going to happen in the near future, say the result of a surgery operation or any specific things. Perhaps that's the case. But as Buddhists, it's very, very important for us to know that a lot of consequences that we receive in this present life, all the consequences are due to our past karmic deeds. And without changing, transforming our mind, we won't be able to change these consequences. So either we accept the results, but if we refuse to accept this kind of result, then we have to work on changing our own mind, changing our own bodily action, our speech, as well as our mind. Without doing that, if we feel there's no need for transformation and you just ask for some special someone to change your karmic consequences, Shifu has told us in the past, this is as if you go to the bank and apply for a line of credit and you borrow money from the bank. One day you will still have to pay back.
所以哈，我们走投无路，我们处于极度痛苦的时候呢，还有处于极度悲伤的时候，其实我们是可以理解那种心情，总是希望找个是不是有一个希望可以改变它。那 那对，在上部经典来上卷来讲，就告诉我们要什么？这是哪个菩萨问地藏王菩萨？记得名字吗？这问题是哪一位菩萨问地藏王菩萨？坚净信菩萨，记得吗？这个经典一开始是坚净信菩萨问佛，释迦牟尼佛怎么样怎么样？就释迦牟尼佛说，这个问题你要问地藏王菩萨，还记得这个开场吗？好，所以这位菩萨叫坚净信，一个菩萨的名号就代表他的功德力。好，那上卷呢，坚净净菩萨代表的是什么？当我们遇到业报的时候，当我们要开始转我们的业报的时候，一定要具足什么？坚净信，要坚固自己的信仰，而且这个信仰是什么？清净的信仰，不是一个你有私心有所求的一个信仰。所以在你走投无门的时候，你还可以怎么样？念一声佛号嘛。地藏王菩萨讲的，你真的没办法的时候，称我名号，上次有讲完，你就称名号，还是可以转的。
So while we do understand when you are you feel that you have come to a dead end of life and you are in state of extreme pain, sufferings or grief, it is very natural for us to want to seek help from someone, because we do need a glimpse of hope in order to help us overcome the situation we're in. That hope is necessary. At the same time, let me backtrack a little bit and talk about in the beginning of the sutra, do you remember who it was that initiated the sutra? Who was the bodhisattva that asked the question to Shakyamuni Buddha? Do you remember the name? It's Firm Pure Faith Bodhisattva. It was the Firm Pure Faith Bodhisattva asking Shakyamuni Buddha a bunch of questions about dealing with karmic consequences as well as the path. And Shakyamuni Buddha at that time actually referred Firm Pure Faith Bodhisattva to the Earth Story Bodhisattva, saying, this question you should ask the Earth Story Bodhisattva. He will be able to answer very well. So remember, this is the beginning of the sutra, what initiated this sutra. But now think about the name of Firm Pure Faith Bodhisattva. The name of bodhisattvas tend usually stand for the virtues of this bodhisattva. So it shows that this bodhisattva has really firm, pure faith. And so recalling that, and applying that to the discussions that we have at this time, even when we're amidst of great pains and difficulties and feel like there's nowhere we can turn to, we still have to maintain this firm, pure faith so that whatever you're seeking when you're trying to transform the consequences is not born out of greed, it's born out of pure, firm, pure faith. And so I don't know if you remember from previous session that so in situations like that, even if you feel there's no one that you can turn to, you can still recite the Buddha's name. That's what the Buddha said, the Bodhisattva says, recite my name, and that's the start of transforming your mind.
好，那整部上卷呢，告诉了我们整个这个忏悔的这个过程哈，但是呢，这部经典最重要的其实要告诉我们下一卷的内容哈。那下一卷的内容主要的是告诉我们什么是一时境界，然后呢介绍我们要怎么样能够看到一时境界呢，可以有两种观行的方法哈。
So the first chapter described the procedure that we can go through to repent and clear our past karmic consequences. But the most important part of the sutra is actually contained in the second chapter. And the second chapter reveals to us that there's this one true reality. And how to attain and realize, experience one true reality, there are two methods of contemplation that we can proceed.
Okay. 当然这边就先让大家知道一下，就是两种观行是针对两种根器的。 好，假设我们是顿根者，我们就先修唯心是观；假设是已经可以立根的人呢，你就可以直接真如实观。好，那这个我们后面都会详细介绍啊，什么观。好，
So let me give you a preview. The two types of contemplations are, so there are two types because it's targeting people with different kind of root.For those with dull karmic roots, then we first start by practicing the contemplation of consciousness only. But for those of you who already have really sharp karmic roots, then practice, you proceed with the practice, the contemplation of true suchness. And we're going to talk about them each in detail later on.
那这次呢，我会先把整下卷呢做一个结构性的介绍。但是下一次呢，哈，要讲很难讲的，什么叫做一时境界，哈，其实也讲不清楚，哈，就得引经据典，哈，告诉大家什么是一时境界。那最重要的时候是告诉大家为什么我们是无明的，哈，那跟像听起来有点像楞严经，哈，跟圆觉经，哈，那。然后再下一次呢，会介绍大家什么是唯心是观，什么是真如实观，好的一个修持。那这一次呢，我们要先开始讲就是整个下卷的一个结构哈。
So today's session, I'm actually going to focus on giving you an outline of what the second chapter is all about. And next time, in the next session, then I'll go into explaining this one true reality.It's actually really difficult to explain this, so I will probably be using a lot of references from different sutras. And it will also touch upon the explaining ignorance, this lack of illumination. And so this will be relating to, it sounds a lot like Saragama Sutra as well as the Sutra of Perfect Enlightenment. And then the following session, the third session, we'll talk about each of these methods.
那讲下卷的时候呢，我们又要重新来从经题开始讲起哈。一般比较传统的讲经方式哈，一般都会先从经题，因为经题就是代表整部经的内涵哈。从经题开始讲，那我这次也没有要按照传统哈的天台的讲经方式，但是经题是一定要讲的，因为这个经题哈。在上卷代表的内涵跟下卷代表的内涵不太一样哈。
So to give you an outline of the second chapter, we actually have to go all the way back to explaining the title of this sutra. There's a fixed way of expounding and giving commentary on sutra, and discussing the title of the sutra is actually one of the steps.And even though I'm not going to follow the Tiantai's method, traditional procedure of talking about the sutra, but it's still important to talk about the title because it captures the essence of the sutra. And even with this title, it actually imbues two levels of meaning. The way it can be manifested is differently in the first chapter versus the second chapter.
Okay, hold on. Oops.You copy the wrong file. No English translation.
I'll read it.
Okay. No. 但是 okay. 好。那赞茶好。上半卷呢 ,focus 的是事的赞茶。然后事的善恶。所以我们讲四呢，就用三种轮相。You might need to get a new file because it's different. Okay. 那四呢，因为那个顺序卡一样。
Okay.
Okay. 四呢有三种轮相，我们刚刚讲了哈，就是你看到三种轮相，你用四的变化来赞察。那善恶呢，就讲十善十恶。这是上卷讲的赞察善恶，然后从三轮里面也讲了业报，好，所以从事相的变化来赞察善恶业报。
So the first chapter focuses on phenomena. So in terms of your investigation, the three levels of investigation of the phenomenon at hand. And then we will, through this investigation, we will be able to discern what is wholesome and unwholesome, again, on the phenomenal level. So on the phenomenal level, it could manifest as the 10 wholesome deeds versus the 10 unwholesome deeds. And again, this is all staying on the level of phenomenon, what we can already observe.
但下卷呢，是在什么？理的赞察跟理的善恶。好，那理是什么呢？就是一时境界。那理的善恶是什么？理的善恶怎么界定啊？比如说事的善恶，我们知道杀人是不好的吧，对不对？那救人就是好的，偷盗呢是不好的，但是你布施呢就是好的，那这个很明显，对吧？那理的善恶又是什么呢？理有没有善恶呢？
So in the second chapter, we're actually going to talk about the principles. So it's phenomenon versus principle, the underlying principles. So what we're going to investigate is the principle of one true reality. And also in terms of what is discerning, what is wholesome and what is unwholesome, also at the principle level. So just let me ask you a quick question. It's easy to determine whether something is wholesome or unwholesome on the phenomenal level, right? So we know killing people is bad and saving lives are good. Stealing is bad and making offerings is good. And that's all at the level of phenomenon. But when you look at the underlying principles, it actually becomes, it's not as easy to untangle what is truly wholesome and what is truly unwholesome.
所以下一卷呢，哈，就是大家先不好意思等一下哈，因为这个。
I downloaded a different file, and so please wait a few seconds. Let me change it to the most updated version.
Okay.好，那我来举一个例子哈，比如说打人，打人好不好？打人不好呢，是暴力耶哈。但是打小孩呢？然后你今天他做错事情，他又不知悔改，如果你不给他处罚，他就觉得说他这样做是对的，那他以后长大呢，你会不会觉得对不起他？好，那所以打人的这件事情，包括我们祖师禅宗祖师公案哈，不是一天到晚拿香板打人吗？哈，还有捏鼻子的哈，还砍手指头的哈，各式各样的，这个从现象上来讲，他是对的吗？是怎么可以砍？老师把小徒弟的手指给砍了，但是他最后开悟了呢，哈，好啊，然后打的、踢的、骂的都有哈，但是如果你是身为这个老师，或是你是父母亲，在他最重要的时刻，你不做这么一拳的话呢，他没有办法进步，对吧？所以那好，现象上来讲，哈，可能是不那么好的。但是理相上来讲是什么？是那个人、那个老师、那个 master， 他看到了一个契机，他就一拳下去。但如果我们可以吗？我们可不可以看到人家打的时候说，拿一根香板哈打下去，搞不好他就开悟了？我们没有这个本事，所以我们不能拿香板乱打人。但是如果是一个高明的老师，他在看到这个契机的时候，他就一板打下去，结果是不一样的。所以理的善恶来讲，很难界定的。那界定的的层次在哪里？好。
So let's use a real example. Hitting people. Is hitting people good or bad?On the phenomenal level, obviously it's bad because it's violent, you're harming others. But what about hitting your kids? So if you see your child is making a mistake repeatedly and not knowing that it's wrong and needing to change that, do you choose to punish or not to punish? Without punishing this child, then when he grows up and still makes the same kind of mistake and leading down to the deviant ways, won't you at that time feel sorry that you haven't done the right thing? So not only with children or hitting, in the Chan school, there are a lot of stories and cases where even during meditation retreats that you're hit by incense board, right? Or great masters, patriarch, actually twisting the disciple's nose or sometimes even chopping off a finger. Right? Is this right or wrong? Phenomenally, it's wrong because you're harming people. But yet, what this master had done actually helped the disciple become enlightened. Without that punch, without that finger chopping, enlightenment wouldn't be reached. So it's really difficult to say that at the level of principle whether something is right or wrong. With those Chan masters, they have the wisdom to see that critical juncture, and they see that and seize it as well by doing the action, that performing the action that they did, chopping or hitting. And because of that, the disciples able to reach another level of understanding. But us, we don't have the same kind of wisdom, so we can't do it. It's not like you see someone sitting there in meditation, you just decide, oh, let me try to hit that person to see what happens. That's not going to work. But for the masters, they have the wisdom to foresee and to see that critical moment, the pivoting moment.
那其实在我们社会里面, 我们很常看到的一个现象, 就是明哲保身。 就是说，即便你看到，不认识的人或认识的人做不适当的事情的时候呢，我们还是会选择沉默，因为我们不想做坏人，对不对？因为你如果是去点出他，或是做什么事情去阻止这件事情发生的时候呢，我们会害怕说。 他会讨厌我，他会骂我，然后我们就结恶缘了，对吧？那我们就是觉得保持缄默嘛，然后大家相安无事吧，这样就和平嘛，和谐 ，peace and harmony 哈，这样子，但这样是善的吗？好，我们要开始打问号啊！不，我也没有资格说这样是对还是错，只是说，哎。 那这个理上来讲，事项来讲是说对了，我们就是和和嘛。但是结果是怎么样？我们有没有那个智慧可以看到那么高的那再高一层的现象呢？So
what we often see in this society is, when we see something that's not quite right, we oftentimes choose to remain silent. As a way to protect ourselves and that you don't create negative karma with that person and there wouldn't be any dispute and you're not going to create bad affinities with this person so that we remain silent and there will be peace and harmony in the society. Is this right or wrong? You know, perhaps on the level of phenomenon, you can say, yeah, you're maintaining peace and harmony in the society, but at the principle level, is this right or wrong? I don't feel qualified to necessarily judge whether something's right or wrong. But it's important for us to start questioning, to have that question mark there, to start investigating whether something is truly right or wrong on the principle level.
那下半卷一开始还是我们的坚净性菩萨问，他就直接问地藏王菩萨了。那问什么呢？
So the beginning of second chapter begins by again firm, pure faith bodhisattva asking questions to say, please indicate a viable way for the sake of those who seek Mahayana. What is the method? What is the expedient?
那地藏王菩萨就说，哦，如果你想要呢求大圣者哈，一定要知道你最初所行的根本之业。什么是最初所行根本之业？哈，你看他用业了哈，就表示不是清净心了哈。就是说，你一开始，就是说你为什么会最原始为什么会变成这样的那个业是什么？那其实就是在讲哈，《楞严经》里面讲的哈，我们本来都是清净的吧，然后是因为一念不绝，然后就怎么样？三系六出，好，一切烦恼业相全部就接拢而至了，哈，山河大地虚空就通产生了，哈，那个一念不绝就是我们所行的根本之业。
So, the erstwhile Bodhisattva then answered this question that if you want to pursue the Mahayana path, that you have to first know the original initiative karma.What is original? What does that mean? And the word that he used here, Erstwhile Bodhisattva used here, is karma. And karma is implying that something is already impure. So what is this original karma? And this leads us back to our understanding from the Surugama Sutra, where that initial original karma stemmed from that one thought of not being perceptive, imperceptive, not illuminating, one unilluminating thought. And because of this unilluminating thought, the three subtle marks and the six coarse marks all arises, and all sorts of karma arises, creating mountains and rivers and all sentient beings. It all came from this one unilluminating thought.
所以呢，因为知道我们一念不绝，所以产生了所有后面的这些业相、业果、业流转哈。所以我们必须怎么样？依止那个觉本觉。如果我们是依止，如果我们的所有的修行是依止无明，那所有的东西就是无明。你的终极目标还是无明，所以当我们要修行的时候，我们一定要知道清楚，知道那个最终的目标是哪里，对不对？所以当你知道说你最初根本的业是什么的时候呢，我们要依止的就是那个本觉，不是一念不绝的那个觉的那个本觉呢，就是我们要依止的，又依止它来修信解。这才是，然后就能够得到菩萨种性哈。
So, the text says to know the original initiative karma means that we need to cultivate faith and understanding by relying upon one true reality. So we need to go back to know what this one true reality is. What is it that's there before that one unilluminating thought?Before that ignorant thought, what it is there, and we have to rely on that as our ultimate goal that we have to work toward in our practice. So we cannot rely on that ignorant thought, the cloudy and confused thought as the ultimate goal of our practice. Otherwise, what's the purpose of practicing? So again, we have to go back to this original nature, and project that in that direction for our practice.
好，那知道这个 goal 的时候呢，我们就要知道那个 roadmap 哈 ，roadmap 中文叫什么？地图，就是我们会哈知道那个目标，然后我们在这里，对不对？啊，目标在那里，对不对？那我们要从这边怎么走到那里哈？就要有一个 roadmap 哈。那以《地藏经》哈是属于就是根据几个这个祖师哈 专研地藏跟华严的祖师，包括弘一大师、藕益大师跟这个当代的梦禅老和尚，大家都一致认为其实地藏经是属于华严系的哈。那我自己个人读地藏经也觉得他是在讲华严的境界哈。那这个是不能随便乱讲的哈，都要有根据的嘛哈。但是呢这个我们先暂时用华严系的判教教判呢哈，来看这个 roadmap， 你会觉得说是很 make sense 的哈。
So, now we sort of have identified the goal. We need to have a roadmap to go work toward this goal, without which we're going to get lost. And so the Earth Store Bodhisattva Sutras, the series, according to a lot of patriarchs and great masters, including Mongchan Master, they have all classified this under the system of Avatamsaka Sutra.And so, we're going to try to use this system, having a more systematic view of, from, based on the Avatamsaka Sutra series to understand, the roadmap.
Okay. 我哈，这个因为有中英太急了哈，所以中英文有分开，但是我想先讲一下哈，这个下一个 PPT 哈，在讲他那个 roadmap， 我先讲一下他的架构是这样哈。以华严系的教判来，就分成五层哈，五层的这个层次来讲呢，我们的上卷哈讲忏悔清净罪业是实在的哈，他其实是在讲下面哈这两个 level， 就是人天教跟小圣教的部分。好，那现在要进入下卷，要讲罪性本空，就是真如，讲真如的一时境界的时候呢，就是要怎么去向大圣，有没有？刚开始净性兼净性菩萨问说，我要怎么样做才能够去向大圣？就是你必须从这一下面往上，从去修大圣，然后你才可以往上一直修上去哈。所以上卷在讲下面小天。神天教跟小圣教，但是呢它最主要的目的是在铺陈下一卷讲什么，讲怎么从大圣法相教破大圣法相教一直到一圣显心教，好，讲本觉真心的这个部分，是这个的结构，整个经典的结构。
So the structure of the sutra in the first chapter, it focuses on the bottom half where it's focusing on dealing with karma and consequences from the human heavenly realm as well as in the Hinayana aspect of how to repent so that our karma will become cleared, cleansed for further practice. Whereas for the second chapter, the focus becomes, remember the question that... firm, pure faith bodhisattva asks is how do I practice the Mahayana way? And so the second chapter will actually focus on discussing how the nature of transgressions or karma is actually essentially empty and we have to work toward reaching this one true reality.
好，那知道上卷下卷的的位置之后呢，现在就是师父在圆人论哈，就是华严经的一部论述哈，华严系的一部论述叫圆人论，他想要找到我们最初的本源是什么，那他有一个 roadmap 哈，那这边呢，他的这个哈，请大家有一点耐心哈，因为这个 roadmap 哈是非常重要的，我们不管在修学佛法读哪一部经。好，修哪一个法门，你一定要知道那个位置在哪里，不要抓着这个不放，因为你还要往上爬，或是说你还要 let go， 你还这个还不是最究竟的，你要知道要 let go 哈。所以这个 roadmap 其实，那你会少掉很多的争论哈，说哇，那这个是究竟还是那个是究竟？其实你知道这个 roadmap 之后，你就知道什么是最究竟的哈。
Now that we understand the relationship between the first chapter and the second chapter, so I'm going to then go into further detail about this roadmap, which is based on Shi Fu's book, The Origin of Human.
Origin of Human?
Origin of Life.
The Origin of Life. It's based on a commentary that discusses trying to find out what is the origin of everything, of life. And so I'm going to now talk about this roadmap, and I ask you to please be patient with this. It's pretty detailed. And the reason why I'm asking you to be patient is because knowing the roadmap is actually extremely important in our practice, so that we know where we are in terms of this roadmap. We know where our position is, and we know what to work toward in our practice, so that we wouldn't be grasping onto our particular attainment or grasping onto a particular method, not knowing that it's only transient, intermediary. There's actually something greater to work toward. And by having a clear understanding of the roadmap as well as your current position, it will also decrease the chance for having arguments with other people and arguing about what is the most ultimate method or what is the most ultimate truth that you know where you're working toward. So that's the importance of having a roadmap.
那对于凡夫哈，本来佛陀一开悟的时候就讲华严境界，大家都听不懂嘛，那大菩萨离席也，所以佛陀就开始对我们人天开始讲什么，讲业报因果，说讲有卡玛了，然后呢就是说，哎呀，你不要做坏事，善有善报，恶有恶报，时间只是时间未到，不是不报，只是时间未报。然后讲三世因果，告诉我们就是说要好好的做人哈。
So, for us ordinary sentient beings, actually, when the Buddha first attained enlightenment, became the Buddha, the first thing he spoke was the Avatamsaka Sutra, and but because of its profundity, how profound it is, people didn't understand. And even great bodhisattva left the room and not wanting to listen to it. And based on that experience, then Buddha changed his approach to, he started explaining about karma, positive, wholesome karma and unwholesome karma. What is wholesome will lead to wholesome consequences. What is unwholesome will lead to unwholesome consequences. And everything is a matter of time. It's not that things don't have its corresponding results. When the time is ripe, the results will come forth. So that became the focus of the Buddha's teaching for a period of time.
但是问题就来了哈，就说，对，我上辈子我做了坏事，但我这辈子是谁在造业？上辈子谁在造业？这辈子谁在受报？谁？上辈子的那个我根本不认得，没看见，对不对？那这辈子是谁在受呢？然后就发现说，哦，这个什么，这个轮回嘛，哈，六道轮回嘛，哈，就一直不断的受苦。所以呢，佛陀就讲什么，四圣谛，要断惑灭苦，不然我们就轮回不已，对吧
？So now discussing karma, that naturally leads to this question. Who created the karma, the causes in the past, and who is it that's receiving the consequences? I don't even know that person in the previous life, then why am I receiving the consequences? So this leads to a discussion of reincarnation, that the cyclical cycle of suffering and causes and consequences. And so based on this, because of this cyclical cycle, then Buddha start talking about the Four Noble Truths, ways to get out of this cycle.
那所以呢，有一些那接下来怎么办？接下来问题是说，你所有的造这个痛苦，所有的造的业， 这些贪嗔痴，你是为谁贪嗔，为谁杀盗，为谁，你为什么生气，你为什么贪，你为什么去偷，你为谁呢？有没有问过？为的就是什么？我们有一个身，为了我们的身体，想要吃好的，好，这个穿好的，对吧？打扮得漂漂亮亮的嘛，哈，那我没钱就去偷嘛，哈，对不对？那为谁痛苦？我的心很难过嘞，你讲这个话很伤我的心，对吧？所以所有一切的痛苦来源是哪里？就是这个身心。所有的杀盗痴、嗔贪嗔痴，哈，都是为了这个身心而来。所以呢，小圣教就想了一个办法，他说：“那不然这样，身心不要了啊，一切痛苦不就没了吗？好，那叫做灰飞灭智，他就进入小圣的有余涅槃，好，就我不要存在了，可以吗？这样我就没有痛苦了。”
So the next question naturally becomes, well, who is it that's undergoing these sufferings? Who is it? No, actually.Why am I receiving these sufferings? For whom? For whom am I receiving these consequences? Who is it for? Who is it for that I'm committing this killing, being greedy, and being angry? So after some investigation, I realized that oftentimes it's, well, for this physical body,that because I want to eat well, I want to dress nicely, I want to look beautiful, so doing this, you need money, without money, then I'll go commit robbery, go steal. So that's for the physical body. And also for the mind, for this, I feel sad because you have said such a mean thing to me. So, and you try to protect this mind. So after a while, you realize that all this, it's...all these causes and consequences, the root is you're doing this for your physical body or your mind. And so Hinayana practitioners then start to say, well, in that case, it's easy. Then I don't want my body and mind anymore. I'll work toward just dissolving this body and mind. And then they enter a
Nirvana.
So
they...他们就想说，我不要再来人间了哈，我不要再转世人间，成为众生来受苦哈。那这个就是所谓什么？就是我们讲是小圣哈，但是我知道这个有一些 debate 哈，反正就是说我在这边我就停止了这样子。但是呢，问题是真的停止就停止了吗？好，我们还要探讨是什么？轮回的主体是什么？对，就是说你这边，所以有一个修行人就是小乘，他就说我进入有余涅槃，我就不再来人间。好，所以这个时候为什么下卷一个很重要的问题是趋向大圣者，就是说你要回小向大的哈，因为所有的我们的，因为进入有余涅槃还没有成佛哎。如果你要成佛的话，你是不能离开众生的，因为众生是什么？我们内心本质具足的，就是在我们内心里面，就是我们心的一部分。好，如果你想把这些东西撇开，然后进入这个的话，其实你就是不是完整的哈。
So these Hinayana practitioners, they have decided that I don't want to undergo this reincarnation and coming back and undergoing all these sufferings. So I'm denouncing the body and mind and entering nirvana. And the term Hinayana is actually quite debatable. There are different, but that's not the focus for today. So they just want to say, stop everything and enter nirvana. But at the same time, though, what is the entity, the fundamental entity of reincarnation? That question is still not solved. So this is when we actually have to transform the Hinayana thinking and become and start practicing toward Mahayana, going from the smaller understanding into something that's much greater. And because even if you have reached Nirvana, it's still not reaching Buddhahood. And the pivotal understanding there is that sentient beings is essentially part of your own mind. And to partial them out, to say, I don't want the sentient beings anymore, your understanding and your existence will still not be incomplete. It will not be complete.
所以就是说, 下一个问题就变成说, 我们一次又一次的轮回, 轮回的主体是什么? 不是这个身心吗? 因为我下一辈子的身心一定是改变另外一个状态, 对不对? 我可能变成一只狗啊, 就是狗的身体跟狗的心智状态, 对不对? 那下一辈子变成天上的鸟啊, 也有可能, 对不对? 可是, 轮回的主体是什么呢? 有一些宗教是讲灵魂, 可是我们讲的不是灵魂。 好, 因为灵魂的话只是你换身体, 你人还是变人, 你换另外一个身体。 但佛教来讲是说, 六道十法界, 你都可能, 好, 看你修正的层次。 就是说, 我们讲凡夫六道好了, 我这辈子人, 下辈子是可能畜生呢, 那我也可能怎么样, 堕入恶鬼道, 然后变成恶鬼道的身心状态。 对吧? 那可是问题是, 那一定有一个什么不变的东西, 在串嘛, 齁, 那就讲到说什么? 讲到我们的心事, 齁。
So the question, now the question is, what is the fundamental, this entity that's undergoing reincarnation? It cannot be the body and mind, because the body and mind will change life after life. The conditions and the state will change. Say next life, I may become a dog, or I may become a bird flying the sky. So the body, the state of the mind, as well as the physical body, changes. So in some religion, they talk about this entity as the soul. But that's not how the way Buddhists discuss it. Because the soul implies that the spiritual aspect is still the same, and it's only you're only changing bodies, and that's the way other religions talk about it. But in Buddhism, we don't talk about the soul; we talk about the mind consciousness.
So,所以呢，所谓的心事哈，在我们的唯识学里面就是讲说。 因为我们有一个心事，我们把它讲成八识来讲，所有的一切现象，包括我们的身，我们的心，身，气世间，这个世界的环境，都是唯心所造的，只有那个心事是我们轮回的主体，所以当我们的心事，比如说，相应成是畜生，那我们的心事就会现什么？ 畜生的看到的世界, 畜生的身体, 还有畜生的心智状态。
So in Buddhism, we talk about the mind consciousness, which is also synonymous to the A consciousness. And it talks about how all phenomenon is created by consciousness, mind consciousness, including our physical body, our mind, and our surrounding environment. So depending on in what kind of state your mind consciousness correspond to, say if you correspond to the state of animal becoming a dog, then the world that you see and your mind and your physical body will then correspond to that and become that of a dog.
那所以呢，也就是说呢，我们的心事，我们的心事还有我们的业力，我们的业力决定我们的心事，它要怎么样去变现。 所谓的物质跟心理状态，所以比如说刚刚讲的变畜生、变天人，都是由心事所变，所以我们就常讲嘛，唯心所变，所以一切都是幻化的。假设你的业力改变，或是你的什么东西执着改变之后呢，你就会变现不同的一个状态，所以唯心所造。但问题又来了，就是说，好啊，我。 我可以辨别的这个外境是假的，那能辨别这个境的起真，就是说能锁哈，能 能什么？能见跟所见，所见是假的，能见的会是真的吗？真心应该见到真境嘛，哈。那你如果是看到虚妄的境界，一定是虚妄之心，所以又来问说什么？你要知道说心境皆空。
So, our mind consciousness determines everything, and our karma determines the state of our mind consciousness. Our habitual pattern determines the state of our mind consciousness, which then lead to the manifestations of different kinds of states in different realms, animal realm, human realm, heavenly realm. But all of these are illusions because it's determined and manifested through our mind consciousness. So as soon as you change your past karma, or you change, you let go of specific, some grasping, some attachment, then the karma changes and your mind consciousness as well as the manifestation will also change. Now this leads to an even bigger question, deeper question is that, so we are saying that the phenomenon, the external, what is perceived is illusion. They are all illusions. These are the objects of our perception, of our illumination. So if the external phenomenon is illusory, what about the subject that is able to see, that's able to perceive, to be aware? Is that also illusory, or is it real? So if whatever we're seeing is illusory, then doesn't it correspond to the mind is also an illusion? So what is the relationship between the two?
所以在网上哈，在修中观，这边是修唯识哈，唯识观，然后这边就要修中观，从唯识性开始修中观是什么？心境皆无。
So then we started practicing. We move from the practice of mind consciousness and breaking the illusion of objects, and then making progress, moving on to the practice of no mind. And where in that state, both the mind as the subject of awareness, perception, as well as the object, it all becomes empty.
就是讲一句，就是能专有名词叫做能所双亡。能所是亡的，所是空的，能也是空的嘛，所以能所双亡。但是呢，问题是能所双亡之后就什么都没有了吗？就下一个问题是知无者谁，你还有一个觉知嘛，你虽然没有能所的分别，但是你还是有一个存在。好，那个存在是什么呢？老实说还不知道它是什么的时候，但是你可以能所双亡的时候呢，我们暂时称它是如来藏。但是如果你可以从，你可以呢是什么？看到本觉真心的时候，它就是我们的真心。好，这个名词先不，我们先不细讲。就是说，心能所双亡之后呢，还有一个是我们本来的。才是我们本来的那个状态。那知道我们本来状态，还有一个你知与不知。好，你不知的时候叫如来藏，知的时候叫做本觉真心，就这样。
So there's a special terminology about this state of both the subject and object. They both cease to exist. It's a term. So when both subject and object cease to exist, does that mean that then there's nothing at all? It's a void. Then what is it that still knows that both subject and object have ceased to exist? What is the awareness? So there's still an awareness. So what is this awareness? Before we actually reach that kind of understanding, having experiential realization, then let's give it a temporary name. It's called Tathagata Garbha. But once you reach that state and actually are able to break away from both subject and object, this duality, and really see this truth awareness, then we call that becomes your true mind.
那 简单来讲哈，我们从凡夫的业因果业报，我们要断除贪嗔痴，然后往上之后要断除我执，然后再断除法执，然后呢再断除什么觉与不觉，然后再断除生灭妄想哈。这个我只是快快带过哈，不然这等于是在讲一本书的内容。这只是告诉大家一个 roadmap， 说今天我们在哪个地方，当我们在知道四圣地的时候，要把四圣地往上修。好，不能只卡在说哦，只是为了要把我的因果业报，把我这个人身心的痛苦解决而已，还没有呢。四圣地要讲的真谛是什么？讲我们的本觉真心哈，不是只是卡在这里讲说要怎么样断除我们的身心痛苦而已哈。
So, let's go back and look at this roadmap. Us as ordinary sentient beings, what we need to first work on is to break away from the three poison of greed, greed, anger, and ignorance. And then moving on, the next level of the attachment that we have to break away from is the attachment to self.The next level then is the breaking away from the attachment to Dharma, to Dharma. And then moving on is to break away from attachment to
Dharma attachment.Dharma attachment. Certain Dharma. Certain Dharma. No, it's the, the principle of phenomena. It's called Dharma. Even it's capital D, you still need to let go. You know,that's called the self attach, the self dharma, 我法跟法哈，这两个都要破除 ，because even the attachment about self is attachment, the attachment to the dharma is also attachment need to be let go. For example, you think that that the killing will have the consequence of be killed, something like that. Then this is a dharma. Like nature have like apple drop onto the ground is a dharma, is a gravity. But gravity only apply for human realm. Maybe on earth. Maybe it's not applied in the black hole.Something like that. The way we know the Dharma is actually in our realm under our consciousness rule, the perception rule. So these also need to be let go. Because all the Dharma that we understand is only by our ignorant perception. That also need to be let go.She understand.
So the third level is let go of that kind of dharma or Buddha dharma?
No. Buddha dharma is in general a term that represents Buddha's teaching. But what I call the dharma is either you know, the capital or lowercase, but no matter what dharma. See, in the Diamond Sutra, Buddha say, I didn't teach any dharma. Isn't it?Don't tell people that I say any Dharma because there is no Dharma to talk about. That's what it means. Okay.
So ultimately, by moving through all these different stages, we have to understand, we have to elevate the understanding of the Four Noble Truths to a different level. It doesn't just simply tell us how to alleviate ourselves from suffering. It's actually pointing toward, it's a roadmap toward Buddhahood.
Okay. 刚刚是讲英文哈，中文的意思是说，就是说连我们要破除我执跟法执， 金刚经不是讲说佛不是讲说我没有说一句法吧，你要讲说我说法就等于谤佛了，为什么他佛陀教的所有的教学是要告诉我们破除我执，但是呢连那个船法的那个船都要怎样都要舍弃，好，的意思就是说你破到后来的时候你连法执你都要破，然后你才可以开始修中观，好，那中观的时候你要知道觉与不觉之后修中观破生灭妄想才可能接到本觉真心，好，我看看有没有写什么东西，好，好 but anyway GS、就是你们先把这个哈 Roadmap 就是有空的人可以去看师父写的那本原人论叫做什么华严心权那本书，好。
So in any case that's like speeding through this roadmap which actually can be expanded into a whole book. So for those of you who are interested I highly recommend that you actually read 师父's book、The Essence of Avatamsaka Sutra.
Okay. Yeah. 好，那在这边讲的哈，将事破尽就是什么唯心是观，然后呢，你要修中观就是什么真如实观在这里。好，所以本经下面要介绍法门的时候呢，唯心是观在这里，真如实观在这里，要修中观，一个要修唯心是观，这样。
So in the second chapter, when we talk about the different methods of contemplation, one is to the contemplation of mind consciousness. It's actually referring to this fourth stage of breaking、
Here.
away from objects and breaking away from attachments to Dharma. And whereas the contemplation of one true suchness, it's related to the ultimate realm of no mind.
Yeah. 好，刚刚因为哈，这个跳这个换了 PowerPoint 哈，本来是这个要先讲的哈，是这样子哈。我们刚刚不是讲说理的善跟理的恶怎么来界定吗？哈，其实在，在偶益大师的这个《战场善恶业报经玄义》里面，他就讲说，对于外道来讲哈，他的贪嗔痴哈，就我现在只是他有讲到二十种智慧的程度。好，二十种智慧的程度，它所相对的十善十恶是怎么一回事？那我今天只是随便先举一个哈，比如说外道，他认为他知道的是真的，这就是贪，他因为执着说我知道的这个是真的啊，别人都是假的，都是不是真的，那就是嗔。那他不知道说你要怎么样跳出去。跳出三界，这就是痴嘛，哈，这是我们每个人在这边的每个人就是这样，哈，就是说你认为你看到这个世界是真的，那别人在说什么什么什么啊，说一些什么什么六道啦，哈，十法界，反正你也没看见，就觉得那是不是假的，然后佛陀说你要出三界啊，你觉得说哪有什么三界，哈，就是不知出要，这就是贪嗔痴。是外道，就是我们一般凡夫来，不要讲外道，凡夫哈就是这样子。
Because we switched the PowerPoint midway, so the things got a little bit out of order. So I want to backtrack a little bit and talk about, earlier we were talking about discerning what is wholesome and unwholesome at the phenomenal level versus the principle level, the level of principle. And Great Master O.E. actually gave a lot of examples. He talked about 20 levels of wisdom and as it manifests in the 10 wholesome deeds and 10 unwholesome deeds. So it was quite extensive. But here I'm boiling it down and just to listing a few. So for the first level, for ordinary people, or sometimes we call them of outer path, practitioners of other paths, for them, the greed is manifested by through them claiming whatever they believe in is the truth. And so they push away, and the anger is that claiming that whatever other people believe in are illusory. And the ignorance part is related to how they are not aware of, they do not know the importance of getting away from the mundane world.
那声闻缘觉呢，算是修正蛮高的了。他们的问题呢，在于说他会执着违法，然后厌离有违法。只要你执着无为，厌离有为，你就没有办法知道平等法性，那就是痴。贪有无为，厌离无为有为，然后你对平等法性就没有办法明了。对 principle 的善恶。
So what the examples I gave earlier, as well as what we're continuing going to discuss, is related to discerning what is wholesome and unwholesome on the level of principle. So for Sravakas as Pratyeka Buddhas, which is already a very high attainment, a state of attainment. For them, on the principle level, their greed is they cling on to unconditional dharma, and they push away their denouncing conditional dharma, and their ignorance arises because they are still clingy to one set of dharma and denouncing the other set, so they are ignorant of the nature of equanimity.
所以在很多经典里面常常会提到哈，地狱天宫同为净土，有没有听过？好，你不要想要追求净土，然后舍离地狱，这你就没有办法知道平等法性。地狱天宫都是净土。
So in a lot of sutras, there's a phrase that both hell and heavenly palace, they're both the pure land. Okay, so it's basically telling you that you cannot be choosy, wanting one and pushing away the other. If you do it that way, making distinction between hell and heavenly palace, then you will not see the nature of equanimity.
那全教菩萨是什么？就是说在度化众生 的菩萨又比声闻缘觉更高等了哈。那他的贪着是什么？其实他四道法就是已经很接近那个圆觉法的时候，但是他因为还有从登初地到十地菩萨，他还有不同层次的无明，十地菩萨还有一分无明要破，所以他们因为在修中观要破无明，他还有不同层次残留的无明，细微的无明，那他们所得到的法呢，就是四道法，他还不是圆觉法的时候呢，他还是会执着还是那边，然后但因为他是修中观，好，所以他会去两边，连去两边这个想要去两边这件事情都还是一个尘，还要想逃离两边，那你就不可能圆照，好，就是你要有无俱除嘛，哈。
So the third level for the expedient bodhisattvas, and this is a state that's even higher than the previous one. And these are already bodhisattvas who are trying to help and alleviate sufferings for sentient beings. Even for these bodhisattvas, they are still clinging on to, I don't know about the word pseudo, but the type of dharma that's not exactly the same
very
as
close.
The perfect enlightenment dharma. It's very close, but bodhisattvas, because they're still bodhisattvas, even the 10th state bodhisattva, they still have a tiny bit of subtle residue of ignorance left from previous patterns. So for them, even though their attainment is already really high, it's still not that perfect enlightenment. And they still cling on to that. And because they're practicing non-duality, so they're actually denouncing duality. And the very act of denouncing anything is a sign of anger. It's still kind of, you don't want it, so you're trying to get away from it.
其实哈，十地菩萨哈，要成佛的时候，他要破的最后一分无明是什么？就是还有众生可度的这一件无明。所以为什么地藏王菩萨是十地菩萨，为什么发众生度尽方成菩提的愿很重要？他不是说一个一个去把你从地狱拉到天堂或是拉到菩萨境界，是众生度尽，是在心里。 你把众生度尽，没有众生可度的时候，你就成佛了。当然啦，哈，地藏王菩萨其实应该已经成佛了，哈。但是就是说，十地菩萨的最后一分无明，就是他还觉得有众生可度的这件事情，哈。
So actually, for these kind of great bodhisattvas, even at the bodhisattvas at the 10th stage, the one smidget of ignorance that's still left, the residue ignorance, is the very fact that the thought that they are sentient beings to be delivered, to be saved, that the fact that they are sentient beings. So, Erstwhile Bodhisattva, this great Bodhisattva, he made the vow that I will not become attain Buddhahood until I have alleviated sufferings in all sentient beings. And once that all sentient beings are alleviated from suffering, then I then shall become the Buddha. Well, actually, in truth, I think Erstwhile Bodhisattva is probably already a Buddha. But this just points to the fact that this notion of they are sentient beings to be saved from is the last bit of attachment that needs to be broken.
其实所谓的菩萨要成佛，一定是众生度尽方成菩提，只是他们的着力点，有的在地狱，有的在受苦受难的众生，有的是生病的众生，是不太一样的，就 depends 他们的愿这样子。
So actually for all bodhisattvas, for them to become the Buddha, they make the vows of alleviating all sentient beings before Buddhahood.
好，那就像要结尾了，所以本经这部《赞察三恶业报经》，它的主体是在讲一时境界。好，也就是说，虽然我们是凡夫是冰，然后呢，佛菩萨是水，虽然看起来是不一样的，可是呢，失性是一样的，我们的本性是一样的，叫做一时都是一出自于一时境界。要讲的是这个，本经的主体是这个。
So we have to start wrap up for today's talk. So going back, the essence of this sutra is this one true reality. Even though characteristically they may appear to be different, say we are eyes and the Buddha, Bodhisattvas are water, but the nature of wetness, of moist, is still not, it does not differ from each other.
但是哦，我们凡夫这个冰就不能喝，你想要喝你就得怎样，你要融化。那要融化就要有方法，对吧？就是本经的宗旨是在教修，就是也就是修行的纲领是什么？就是唯心是观跟真如是观。
And yet, being eyes, ascension beings being eyes, we can't drink ice directly. Ice always has to be melted before you can actually consume it and derive benefit from it. So how do you melt the ice? The methods will be the method of mind consciousness, contemplating the mind consciousness, as well as the contemplation of true suchness, and that's the focus of this sutra.
啊，我就快速一下讲一下哈，唯心是观里面呢，它就预告一下哈，会讲方法之后呢，要证得色即三昧，然后才能够修习色摩他跟毗婆舍那，也就是止观。
Let me give you a quick preview. The contemplation that all phenomena are manifested by consciousness, the mind consciousness contemplation. By practicing this, then you reach the form perception stillness samadhi, and then the contemplation of mind by samatha and vipassana.
Okay. 那真如实观呢？哈，就是这个要这个立根的哈，叫。修行之后会证得相似空三昧，然后心即三昧，最后达到哈六祖坛经讲的一行三昧，就是行住坐卧六时中都在法性之中的一行三昧。
So for those with really astute and sharp root, then the practice will be the contemplation of true suchness, and the result will be you eventually reach a emptiness-like samadhi, and later on, achieving mind stillness samadhi and ultimately reaching the single conduct samadhi, which is that in at all time, 24 hours a day, that you're always in samadhi and be corresponding to this one true suchness.
Okay. 那再回到哦，坚净性菩萨哦，它的意义哦，就是坚固清净的心经，坚固信心是其实是不为无明所转，它是在修止修定。那这是对外哈，内不为无明所转。那对外呢，清净信心是说与一时相相应，就是修观修慧。好，那也就是六祖坛经里面讲的什么禅定。好，什么是禅呢？禅是不为外面现象所转，那定呢，内不起烦恼，如如不动。
So going back to use the name of firm, pure faith bodhisattva's name as a reminder, to be firm and to have unwavering belief in the mind is so that you are not deterred, you are not confused by ignorance, and you'll be able to achieve the state of samadhi. And in the internal side, to have this pure, clear faith of the mind,is that you are not going to be confused by ignorance and by deluded thoughts, and that would correspond to the practice of chan and samadhi.
所以用坚固清净坚固信坚固净性菩萨的名字来结尾，就是下卷呢，它其实就是什么，在教我们止观双运定慧等词。来达到见一真实相。
So, using the name of firm, pure faith bodhisattvas as our anchor point to understand the second chapter. So the second chapter is basically teaching us to practice simultaneously settling the.Samadhan
and Vipassana,
and at the same time exercising both
simultaneously uphold the samadhi and wisdom.
Simultaneously uphold samadhi and wisdom, and by doing so, we'll reach the state, aiming for the state of one true reality.
Okay, 好，今天讲到这里哈。接下去哈，我会尽量了哈，因为自己程度也没那么高，尽量跟大家分享哈我所看到的东西，也希望大家能够继续回来的一起共享圣聚哈。阿弥陀佛。
So we'll conclude today's talk, and in the next sessions, I'll try my best to share with you the things that I've read and my understanding. Even though my understanding is perhaps not that high, but I'll try my best to share what I know with you. And you're welcome back to listen to more talks from this series. And we'll conclude today's talk here.